So we have been looking at the application of scriptures to the United States of America. And so today we're going to look at when the Israelites got their temple. And this is from 2 Chronicles 7, verses 12 to 22. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple of sacrifice. If I close the sky so there's no rain, or if I command the grasshopper to consume the land, or if I send pestilence on my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their evil ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer from this place. And I have now chosen and consecrated this temple so that my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there at all times. As for you, if you walk before me as your father David walked, doing everything I've commanded you, and if you keep my statutes and ordinances, I will establish your royal throne as I promised your father David. You will never fail to have a man ruling Israel. However, if you turn away and abandon my statutes and my commands that I've set before you and go and serve other gods and worship them, then I will uproot Israel from the soil that I gave them, and this temple that I have sanctified for my name I will banish from my presence. I will make it an object of scorn and ridicule among all the people. As for this temple which was exalted, everybody passes by will be appalled and say, why did the Lord do this to this land and this temple? And they'll say, because they abandoned the Lord God of their ancestors, who brought them out of the land of Egypt. They clung to other gods and worshipped them. Because of this, he brought all this ruin on them. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we're here today. We'd ask you to bless us and go with us and help us to learn what you want us to know. In Jesus' name, amen. So this last Friday was the 249th birthday of the United States. Next year on Independence Day will be a quarter of a century, or of a millennium, quarter of a millennium, 250 years. No government such as ours has ever existed in the past 200 years. They made all kinds of noise back in 1976, but no government of this nature has ever passed 200 years. And here we go. Well, now we're working on passing 250 years. But how do we know we're going to keep going in the right direction? And how do we know we will not go back the wrong way? So Solomon has built this temple, and at the opening, he gets up there and he prays for the people who are going to worship there. And he says, if these people come and pray towards this temple and acknowledge you, please follow all of their requests. Which, of course, God will only do if they're in line with his will. But then he says, if a foreigner comes from somewhere else and he comes here and prays toward this temple, do what he asks you so he will know that you are the only real God. So again, God, when this is all over, comes to Solomon in a dream. And he gives him blessings and curses, which you just heard me read. If Israel follows me, these are the wonderful things that will happen to it. If Israel turns away from me, these are the terrible things that will happen to it. And then he says, but if they turn away and judgment comes on them, they can still turn back to me. I'm still waiting and hearing from them because you're my people and I want to hear from you again. And if they turn back to you, they will forgive them and fix things. But notice, he says, if my people who are called by my name turn back to me. In the United States, we have people who are called by the name of God. They call us Christians, which means little Christ. And if we follow God and we do what He wants, then He will bless us. And if our country goes in the wrong direction, God is not hoping that the church who are doing the wrong things will turn back. He's hoping that His people, the Christians, will turn to Him and pray and say, our country's gone in the wrong way. Our country's doing the wrong things. We're going to do everything we can to try to fix this. Please help us out. And He will come and He will help us and He will heal our land. Well, we've been doing this for the last few years, and that's the only thing that's holding us on. And I believe that God controls who's in charge of this country, just barely. But it's based on how many there are of us, instead of how many there are of those who are against Him. We need to bring more people to Jesus, so there'll be more people in government, and more people that are following God and turn this country in the right place. Solomon, he says, if Solomon acts like David, he will succeed. But if he doesn't, Israel will fail right along with him. So what is this like for us? Well, God has blessed America. Like I said, He blessed us. But we've fallen away. The majority of people in the United States, they may say they're Christian, but if you ask them, okay, how do you get to be a Christian, they can't tell you. So I don't really think that they are. We can, however, come back. We can turn this country back in the right direction. When a guy that was, this guy came from France, the United States, and he went all over the country, and when he got done, they asked him, what do you think about the United States? And he said, America is great because America is good, and if America stops being good, it won't be great anymore. And we're starting to see us go back that other way. Well, we're not being good anymore. We're not following God. We need to fix that. It specifically says, as I said, that God's people need to come to Him, those who claim His name. And we need to increase the number of people who claim God's name. God's still watching us. We still need leaders who act like David, who say, okay, I'm going to do what the Lord wants. Now, we are seeing this somewhat from our current president. He's still playing, you know, secular kind of government and everything, and trying to play by the rules of the secular government in our Constitution. But you hear him talking about, please pray for me. You hear him talk about that he prays. When we had the floods, he said, I'm praying for those people down there. So we know Donald Trump was convinced that he was toast in Butler, Pennsylvania, but that God saved his life by having him turn his head just at the right time. And he took that as a message to say, I need to drive this country to act in accordance with the rules of God, and he's trying to do it. So we need to follow that. We need to follow God's rules. We need to know God's rules. We need to know what God wants from us. And that's why we have these Bible studies, to see what does God say about different things. So what does this mean to us? Well, we were the people of God. we're not so much anymore, but we need to get back to that. And we need to hold our leaders accountable to following the Word of God and acting in the way God wants us to act. What the Constitution says is, I can't tell that Muslim he has to change his religion. But it also says he can't tell me to change my religion. So, we were founded on Christian principles. And if most of us want Christian principles, we need to have it. So we need to hold our leaders accountable for doing what God wants. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here today. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us in all things. Make us your people. Make this your church. Help us to serve you as you want to be served. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for coming, guys.